woods and waters of the Great Lakes State to the Michigan Talk Network. It's Wild Michigan with your host, Duran Martinez.
Welcome to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez. Our stations all over the Great Lakes State can be found on our website, wildmichiganradio.com. You are listening to one of them, or you're listening to the podcast. Either way, we really appreciate you joining us here, and we appreciate our friends at Darton Archery, also Costa Sunglasses, and Lucky Buck Deer Mineral for helping bring Wild Michigan to you again this year, this week, this day that we are on, man. It's a good time. We are starting to finally see those signs of spring. And if you haven't been on our Facebook page, facebook.com/wildmichigan, I encourage you to do so, because I posted a few videos of some of the turkey that I have encountered. And I mean, when I say turkeys, I mean, there have been a lot of them, and a few of them actually I got really close to. They were strutting and kind of showing off for some hens, and you could see that this one was at least a triple bearded bird. Big beard, beautiful birds. And in one of the videos also, right behind him is a hen with about an 8-inch beard, which was impressive, to say the least. And these birds will be safe, I'm sure, because they were in within the city limits of Lansing. And it was kind of mixed emotions. It was cool being so close to them, but at the same time, I'm not going to see them in the woods. But let's talk turkey with our number one expert, the upland game bird specialist from the Michigan DNR. Our good friend Al Stewart joins us. How are you, Al?
Hey, I'm great, Duran. It's another great day here in Michigan's outdoors, eh?
Dude, I'm telling you what, it's getting close. We're getting close to the turkey season here for the spring. Very, very soon, as we get towards the end of April. But I've seen a lot of firsthand activity, Al. A lot of positioning going on, a lot of strutting, a lot of fanning, and which I know they kind of fan year-round, but this is that time that they're really starting to try and make an impression.
Oh yeah. This is a time when those toms are starting to, you know, determine who's the biggest, best, meanest tom in town, and they're starting to determine some of their territories, and so you see a lot of displaying and posturing, and you know, gobbling, obviously, but those males are, you know, really trying to determine, you know, as they say in the poultry world, you know, the pecking order.
Sure.
And this is the time that's determined. So, you know, like with the spring turkey hunting season, I mean, the season will open on April 17th, but that season, that starting date is determined so that the majority of the hens have actually already been bred before the season starts. So, you know, this is the time frame when you're seeing the toms displaying, and in early April, you know, the toms, you know, breeding with the hens. And an interesting thing about turkeys is a hen only needs to be bred one time in order to have all her eggs fertilized. So it kind of goes back to that reptilian side of it, you know, the old dinosaur part, where they're able to actually store the sperm and semen long enough to continue to fertilize these eggs and produce good eggs for set not. So
that's pretty important, because they are ground nesting birds, and sometimes we have some issues with weather, with predators, or with, you know, like raccoons or whatever is going to come in there and attack the eggs while the birds are gone. And that's pretty important, you know, for their survival as a species.
Yeah, so they lay a dozen eggs. You know, it takes about 28 days for those to hatch. The dozen eggs, they lay over about a 14-day period, and then the hen really starts to set on them, and, you know, wow, they begin to hatch in about 28 days, which usually puts us into about the 10th of June when, you know, the poults are chicks, are called poults for turkeys, and they then hatch out, and at that point, you know, in June, there's lots of insects. That's what they eat. They go after that protein, and so the system just unfolds, and we continue to have sustainable populations of wild turkeys throughout the country, and in Michigan in particular.
I tell you what, Al Stewart is our guest here with the Michigan DNR. Al, I have seen turkey in great abundance. I mean, we have such a great number here in the southern part of the state. You know, I mean, look, I know you've been involved with, you know, the turkey projects from like the very early years. And, you know, let me take it from your perspective. I mean, I know what I see, but as the scientist end of it, how are we really doing?
Yeah, so, you know, it wasn't all that long ago that we, you know, we used to have lots of turkeys, and about 1900, you know, they were what's called extirpated, kind of completely eliminated due to habitat destruction. And then there were no hunting regulations or anything that went on, so people could eat them whenever they wanted, you know, go out and get them whenever they wanted. A lot of it was subsistence type of activities because there was no grocery store that you could go and just buy something on your way home from work for dinner, you know. So that's, people were living off the land. They were eliminated, and it wasn't until, you know, into the 50s and then more actively in about 1983 did we really start to do our restoration work here in Michigan. Some people don't realize that the ancestral range of the wild turkey is actually south of the line from Bay City to Muskegon. What if you're, you know, looking at the turkey regs, unit ZZ. So That's where turkeys live. So, and then anything north of that is really just cream on the crop, so to say. There's a lot of struggles that go on with you know, harsh winters and that. So populations in UP or the northern lower struggle from time to time, depending on these, you know, harsh weather conditions, cold, really cold, wet springs that we sometimes have up there that impacts young broods. But the southern part of the state, that ancestral range, you know, it's pretty good stuff. We've got a mix of ag, mix of oaks, some grasslands, and the limited amounts of snow that the birds can get through. But, you know, when the snow is waist deep, you know, it's pretty hard for a deer sometimes to find food and on the ground, and it's really hard for turkeys. So, you know, we don't get that deep of snow in the southern part of the state, so the birds are able to, you know, really, really do well there. And then we work real hard and with many partners to, you know, make sure birds come out of the winters good in, you know, like I said, the Upper Peninsula and the northern lower. So that's what we're focused on.
Al Stewart's our guest here with Michigan DNR. Al, real quickly, you said that turkeys can go quite a bit of time without food. It was it like 30 days they can go without?
Well, not quite that long, but okay. You know, to 15 to 16 days, 18 days, depending on, you know, if they get a bite in between there someplace. But yeah, they're designed to really shut down their systems in the winter, or, you know, when things are getting tough, so they don't need as much energy. You know, certainly they have lots of feathers and down that helps them, as we say, thermal regulate, but stay warm in the winter.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's become energy efficient. And if you watch a turkey in the winter when it's kind of tough, they don't move too far. They don't do too much. You know, they find the food source and they kind of hang around there, and, you know, they roost in the trees. And so, they're, you know, they're designed for, you know, bad weather too, but and they're pretty tough and hardy birds. So, you know, we're lucky to have them here on the landscape, and it's always fun to hunt them in the spring.
Absolutely. Al Stewart is our guest here. Al, if you don't mind hanging on, we're going to come back and talk a little bit about habits, you know, via the first part of the season and the latter part of the season, you know, how we should pick if we want to buy our leftover license. So hang on. We'll talk more with Al Stewart talking about wild turkeys here in Michigan. We're coming right up on that season. My gosh, I did not know the opening day was so close. But I'm ready. Love turkey hunting, man. My season last year lasted about 18 minutes. Before that, it was about 2 years. So we're going to talk more with Al Stewart next. Listening to Wild Michigan, brought to you by Lucky Buck Deer Mineral on the Michigan Talk Network. Thank you.
is Cuz Strickland with Mossy Oak, and you're listening to Wild Michigan with Duran Martinez.
It sits above the mantle on a couple rusty nails, and it's worth a bunch of money, but it damn sure ain't for sale.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez. Appreciate you joining us all over the Michigan Talk Network, all over the world, on our website, wildmichiganradio.com. You can pick up our podcast. Find out about Alien Gear Holsters, which we talked about in the first hour of the show. Also, we talked a little bit about salmon fishing on Lake Michigan and what we can expect for numbers. But right now, we're talking with Al Stewart from the Michigan DNR. He is the Upland Bird Game Specialist. Got my words all tied up there, Al. It's been a long day already. But, when I usually like to buy the leftover licenses because I kind of like watching the weather. You know, if the weather looks to be decent, I'm going to try for that first season license. Or maybe I'm just going to try, because that's a short one, maybe I'll just try for that ZZ, which is like a good long amount of time. But the weather really doesn't affect the turkeys as much as it does us when it comes to breeding.
Yeah. They're spurred on for their, mating, breeding activities by photo period, how much sun's out there, and they do it pretty much, the same time every year, really. So they've got it down, but we try to adjust ourselves to that. Again, that's why we have the season that starts there, right around the end of April this year, April 17th, and that's about the earliest that we want to go, so that again the majority of the hens have already been bred and we're able to sustain these populations on into the perpetuity, I guess, into the future. But when you get down to looking at being out there. People, turkey hunters, used to think they had to be out there on the opening day, the very first day, in order to get a turkey or, hear a turkey or, be part of that. And the reality of it is hunter success does not change substantially from the first day to the very last day, on May 31st.
Mm-hmm.
It's off by, just a few percentage points. It's not like on opening day, there's 90% harvest. On the last day, there's 1% success. So, that difference is really just user error. But in Michigan, we're a big deer hunting state, and I call it the deer hunter syndrome. It is that people think they have to be out there on the first 3 days, and in deer hunting, majority of that harvest does occur in the first 3 days. But in turkeys, it's distributed out over time, and really is not that much different from the beginning to the end. Now, having said that, those first 2 weeks, the last 2 weeks of April, actually, people just really wanted to have part of that. That's one of the reasons we had the, the drawings and, the lottery for it, and because it was highly, highly preferred. And what happens, though, during those first two weeks, is the weather can be very, very inconsistent. It can be really windy, which is not good for calling turkeys.
Right.
It can snow. It can have a lot of rain. April showers bring May flowers. So, there's a lot of things that happen in those first 2 weeks that, the weather just isn't great.
Right.
I like really nice sunny days, crisp, clear mornings. I feel good being out there, and the turkeys really normally gobble really good during those time frames. And you can feel it when you're out there. The air just feels fresh. You feel invigorated, and the turkeys just gobble their heads off. And if you listen carefully, all the other birds, the rest of the orchestra in the forest, are singing as well.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the great days to be out there. And, there's nothing better than hearing, a bird gobble, just as it's beginning to come light. There's really nothing better than having a bird gobble at about 20 yards standing right there in front of you.
Yeah. No kidding. I mean, that was my year last year. Is I got out, and I'd kicked a couple out of roost, which I'm like, oh great, now they know where I'm at. So I got in the blind. Sun started to come up. I look at my clock. Okay, I'm good. And and 18 minutes into the season, it's over with, which by success standards, that was a perfect season, but it's like it came and went so fast.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's exciting and it's great, and then some people feel like, well, gee, I did all this scouting, I was there, I made the right sound, you know, it's great when the magic works, and, you know, they came down and they, you know, really came close to me, and Powell, you know, within a half hour I had my bird, and gee, now I feel cheated because I can't hunt for the rest of the season, and to those people I say, you know, then take someone out who's never gone before.
Sure.
Take the kid down the street, the principal from the school, you know, the sheriff of the police department, you know, your minister, whatever, the lady next door. Take them out. Let them experience, you know, the life that you see, the things that you see, because, you know, we need to expose people to the, you know, to the great outdoors. And
absolutely,
there's no better vehicle to expose people to the outdoors or hunting or any of that than wild turkey hunting, in my mind, is, you know, you go out in the morning, you go out in the dark, it's like an experience and, you know, an adventure all in itself. You see the world come alive before your eyes, and then you can hear this turkey gobble. Now, you at that point, you're buying hope, you know, that you hear the bird, you know he's there, and then you hope that you're going to be able to call him in close enough to you.
Sure.
But just like fishing, you know, the best stories are about the ones that got away. And turkey hunting is no different. In fact, you know, in the hunting side of it, I think turkey hunting is the pinnacle of the ones that got away.
Yeah, you know what? And Al, I tell you, in the years that I've been doing it, I've been very fortunate. And I've learned so much. But to me, honestly, in Michigan, look, I've hunted whitetail in Michigan, and I've not hunted black bear in Michigan. I've hunted black bear in Canada. But if I'm going to go for a species close to big game, turkey is at the top of my list. It's actually over whitetail, which a lot of people might be, you know, cocking their head at me right now listening to this. But because I get to work the bird, because I get to make the calls, and all the success and failure depends on me and what I'm doing at that time. That's why I like it so much.
Oh, yeah. I mean, turkey hunting is just great because I think it mixes the best of all our different hunting opportunities or the experiences that we can have in hunting all in the one little package. So you take the very best of deer hunting experiences where you have to have woodsmanship. You have to know kind of the lay of the land. You do some scouting. You know, you have to be a good shot,
mm-hmm.
and you mix all of that then with the very best of waterfowl hunting, where you're out and you're making calls and you're communicating with the ducks and they're coming around and, you know, they're getting in close to you. So it's you know, or Canada geese the same way, where
sure.
You see them and they're moving and you're communicating, and then how you fooled them, and if you can get 60 yards from a turkey, but to get a turkey from 60 yards to 20 yards is a huge accomplishment.
Absolutely. Al Stewart, appreciate you joining us here. Looking forward to getting out in the woods, and we'll talk more about turkey in the future.
All right, real good. Don't forget, you can start picking up your leftover licenses on March 20th.
All right, there it is. Right from Al Stewart here on Wild Michigan, March 20th. That's on the calendar.